This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, come on. It's a podcast. His name is Al and Jerry. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. A couple of things today. So, one... when we were in Super Bowl, Boomer was very nice enough to hand us some cash.
Right. I won mine.
You, for some reason, had to earn yours in a bet. But he was nice enough on the first night of dinner. You guys weren't there. He handed Eddie and I some cash. He gave us some spending cash for Vegas. And he said, listen, you can't. You have to spend this money. You can't save it. He wanted us. He was forcing us because he knows how cheap.
He wanted you to live.
He wanted us to live. But he gave us actual cash.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times, excuse me, when you're out and about, you pay in credit card. And you got to pay that later, of course. But I still had, once I got back from Vegas, I still had cash. Because I did it all on credit card. And I was like, do I want to go to the bank and deposit this or just spend it how I normally would? So I decided, when I go out to dinner, I'm going to bring cash. And when I do things, I'm going to pay cash because I'm not usually a pay cash kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, though, bringing the actual cash to restaurants really opened my eyes to how much it costs to go to restaurants.
I know that sounds funny, but I actually know what you're talking about.
Like when the credit card bill, when the restaurant bill comes due and it's like $140 or $120, whatever it is, you put your credit card down, you look at it, you go, God, that's expensive. Here's my credit card. When you actually... hand somebody like $150.
Yeah.
That feels like, wow, I just spent $150.
No, I'll give you one. So we've had, in the past couple of years, we've had some stuff done around the house. One in particular, we had the deck done. That was half credit card, half debit card, pay off the rest of the credit card, but it was still a lot of money. The other thing we did outside was I had a couple of trees, big trees, taken out and cut in half, different things. And that was $1,800 cash. So I had to go to the bank and withdraw $1,800, get the envelope. Then at the end, as I'm counting it, I'm like, God damn, I'm giving him all of this.
Yes.
So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, there is something about a cash transaction that makes you think more about the money you're spending.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's because it's real. It's right in front of you. It's not a swipe.
Yeah, and even when you pay your credit card at the end of the month, even if it's a lot, it's a combination of a million things. You go to the thing, it's like all these different things. This is like I'm taking this $150 and I had a mediocre meal.
And then it's gone.
And it's gone.
That's it. Just like the money. It's gone.
Yeah. It might be something to do to actually start using cash on things just to see the value of a dollar.
There are places that don't take cash.
Though. Right. And that was what I was running into actually in Vegas with a bunch of things where everything was credit, credit, credit.
You can't use cash at most arenas. Anymore.
Right, that was right. We were like, we went to the Super Bowl, and it was
they
like,
will not take it.
They will not take it.
Nope.
So I was like, I got this cash. I can't even go to this, because Boomer's like, you better buy a round of beers at the Super Bowl, blah, blah. Yeah, but I couldn't do it with the cash he gave me.
There was, I think, was it Minnesota? One of these arenas I was in, it was not Minnesota, it was Ohio State. Ohio State has a cash to card machine.
So you put cash into a machine and it gives you a
debit card to use at the arena because you can't. Ooh. They won't accept cash anywhere.
I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Is it a cool? Did you see people? Like, I wonder, was it like Ohio State?
It's a good question.
Because that'd be cool to have.
My guess is probably, but I don't know because when you're there as a media person, I'm not buying anything,
right?
But I did see those all over the place because there are signs that we are a cashless building.
Hmm.
So
I think a lot of that happened at the pandemic, right?
Of course.
The cashless. Mm-hmm. That, and then when they build brand new arenas now, they're everything they put in is all cashless.
All meant to be cashless.
All cashless
exactly
situation.
Right, with the iPads that ask for a tip.
Yes, when now we'd like a tip as well. Secondly, Jerry, I don't know why randomly I thought of this. You know, we both of us have collected baseball cards when we were younger.
Yep.
And I still have this big box of cards in my basement.
Mm-hmm. Do you really?
Yeah. And for some reason, I'm always like, I don't even know how I would know what something is worth. Why today? I thought, I bet you if I Google which 1980s baseball cards are worth something,
sure,
a list would come up.
Oh, yeah.
And it did.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what I'm going to do when I get home today?
You've got a project.
I'm going to look through my baseball cards to see which are the valuable 1980s and 1970s. It would have to be late
70s. I was going to say, how early do you go back? Would you say with the cards?
I probably was buying cards in 1978.
Okay.
79.
So you have cards. Do you think they're in? Because the one thing about the value, too, is the condition of the card.
Yeah, I would say my baseball cards from the 1980s are in good condition.
Okay.
Although, you know what? They've been in an attic, in a basement.
Sure.
Moved to this basement, that basement. I don't know.
And
so
it could be great.
Yeah.
You know, my older son has made, I want to say a lot of money. He's made a considerable amount buying and selling cards. You know, he goes to local card shops.
Yeah.
Where he, and not just where it's just sports memorabilia.
Is your older son or younger son?
My older son. He goes to places where they sell like antiques and they places cards too. And he knows the guy's not a card guy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't negotiate. He sees the price. Like, yeah, I'll buy that. And he knows it's worth more. Then he sells stuff on eBay for money. He makes good profits on certain things. He's taken some of my cards, which I gave him. I mean, he's made money on. He's done really good with it, actually.
Yeah, you know what? I don't understand what that is. Does he get the cards graded first?
No, he sells them on eBay because he's not selling cards for. We're not talking about cards for $100, $5 here, $6 there. But if he buys it for $1 and sells it for $4. You know,
right,
he's not. You're not going to waste your time trying to grade a card for $4.
Well, that's what I was wondering too. Like the people who do grade the cards, so you have to send that in.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
I mean, you roll on the dice,
yeah,
right?
They're going to tell you,
or that it's not going to get lost in the mail, or it's not going to get damaged in the mail.
True.
Or the it's not going to be sitting out in pouring rain while it's waiting to be picked up somewhere.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
You got your cards there with poop in a box somewhere. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
And then your card comes back and it stinks like ass.
Right, and they're gonna be like, this was a good card, but it has poop in a box on it.
Mm-hmm. Because it was sitting on top of it in July.
Yeah.
In a mail truck.
Yes.
Ugh, with that stink wafting through it.
So I might do that. That might be my today's thing to do,
that
Jerry.
Sounds cool. That sounds very cool.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
There was a time probably in the late 90s where a friend of mine who's into baseball cards went through my cards and put the good or decent ones or ones to watch for up top. So I think they're still in that sort of order.
Oh, that's great then. Yeah. Are they in the folders?
Some of them are in the white boxes.
Okay.
And then others are just randomly.
Oh, okay. I'm curious to see what you come away with.
Because when I was, I did look at a couple articles online that were like, these are the top 10 or top 20 cards from the 1980s. You know, when you look and they look familiar.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I've seen that Roger Clemens card.
Like, you might have it.
I've seen that Nolan Ryan card, Ryan Sandberg, like these sorts of players. So.
Remember how we used to go crazy for the Mark McGwire rated rookie card?
Yeah.
Or the Team USA Mark McGwire card? That was the one when we were probably in the early 90s that was worth a lot of money.
Yeah, I feel like my collecting, we were still, like in the 1980s, when I was buying baseball cards, we were still thinking of things from the 50s.
Sure.
You know, and like those were the cards.
The Mickey Mantle rookie card with $7,000.
Yeah, things like that.
Which is now worth, I think, $50,000.
Yeah.
It would be cool if you actually opened up the box and you had like a tobacco card from 1931.
That would
be awesome.
You didn't
realize it.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That I know I didn't have.
You've been sitting on a fortune for how long and you didn't realize?
Because I wasn't one to buy individual cards.
You bought packs.
I bought packs sets. And saved them. I only really bought one set. I think I bought 1987 tops.
All right.
But other than that, I would just buy all packs and just go.
You have a lot of packs still unopened.
No, I have nothing unopened.
See, I still have a good handful that are still unopened.
Really?
Yeah.
That wasn't even a thought as far as I remember back then.
I don't know why I didn't open them. And I'm not saying 100 of them. There's like 7 or 8 packs that I have that have never been opened.
Yeah.
Weird.
We used to go to the Route 1 flea market in, I think it was New Brunswick.
Okay.
Route 1 in New Brunswick. And there was a guy. We would go there. Our friend's mom would drive us. Mm-hmm. And he loved baseball cards. And he'd be more one to sell and buy individual, where I was just looking for packs. But there was the baseball guy in the middle, and then a wrestling magazine place, another thing's over. So that's what I'd be spending my money on, magazines and baseball cards.
Perfect for you.
Oh, man, Jerry, who was living better than me back then?
I guess nobody.
So I'm going to do that today. And if I find anything interesting, or if you're a listener to this and you think about the 1980s, let me know what I should be looking out for.
That sounds good. You mentioned wrestling. Do you know this Billy Jack Haynes?
I've heard of him, but I don't remember seeing him wrestle, but I did know the name.
You saw the story? He was charged with murdering his wife.
Yeah, killed his wife.
Yeah, we didn't bring that up. I didn't know if that was, I don't remember him.
Yeah, to me, he wasn't a guy that I really remembered all that well, other than I knew the name, but I didn't know, I couldn't even tell you which era he was wrestling in.
It looks like, I would say, the early 80s.
Yeah, he must have been in a part of the country that I wasn't following all that much.
He was 70.
Wow. He killed her at 70?
Yeah.
Well, you'd think he'd be overstuffed by 70.
I don't think
you know what I mean? Like, you know, your anger and whatever. By 70, I'd be like, whatever.
Really interesting you bring that up, because we were at a party probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, an anniversary party, and for an older couple. And it wasn't them. It was someone Kim works with that she's close with. We got invited. We went. It was fine for a couple of hours. But we started talking to the older sister of her friend, who they're probably, I would say, early 60s. They look great, but I would say early 60s. And she was just furious with her husband, who is, I know he's 64. I don't know what she is, but I would say early 60s. That they bought a summer house down the Jersey Shore. I don't know if it's Manaloking or Bayhead, but it's down there. And they live up in Metuchen, I believe, is where their home is. So they have this house, and as it turns out, there's a good group of people they went to high school with that either live down there or also have shore houses down there. And that his high school girlfriend from sophomore year is part of the group.
Hmm.
And she's like, she can't get over the jealousy when she sees them having a good time together.
From high school?
Al, I don't think it ever goes away. I thought I would think that too. And I remember thinking, huh, you know, I'm not that far from that now. I'm almost 50. So
right. It's
not like saying 62 and 30. Like 62 to me doesn't sound so much. Hell, Eddie's going to be 60 in a few years. It's not crazy. And it's amazing to think like those feelings don't go away.
Yeah, I would think I would think by that time.
I don't know why she was 65. I don't know why he killed her. I have no idea. But yeah, it's very odd.
That is very odd.
You just never know.
I figure you make it through your 60s without trouble, and then like you kill somebody at 70.
Well, let me ask you this. You're how old?
I'll be 55 this year, but I'm 54 right now.
Do you feel like, honestly, do you feel like a 55-year-old thinking about what you thought 55-year-old
was
like
no chance.
30 years ago?
No.
So you're not that far from 70 compared to, I still would think of you more closer to 30 than 70.
Yes, right.
And you're not. Matter of fact, you're far swayed towards 70 than 30.
Right. I'm 15 and a half years from 70, Jerry.
Right.
Damn, I better live, damn it.
That's my point, though.
Yeah.
So you sit there and say, well, he's 70. I mean, I in his mind, he probably doesn't think he is.
Do you have certain people in your life? Like, I have, like, my brother-in-law, Paul. Mm-hmm. And I use Boomer, too, as this example. So they're older than me by probably maybe the same amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of them as not their age either.
Yeah.
So I always like that they've got a couple years on me. That I could look at them and go, well, even at this age, I'm
doing all right.
Yeah, I'm doing all right because
they're
doing all right. And they're they're this many years, 5 to 10 years older than me.
Yeah, my Uncle John has been in great shape. Thin, takes care of himself. He's the type that I look at him like, he's 65 now? Like, what? Really? Yeah, so he's one that I look to immediately.
Yeah. And you go, I could be that age.
No question.
If I looked like that at that age, I'm doing pretty good.
No, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I don't know if I have any more that I look at like that, but him for sure. Although I will tell you, they're getting to know more people through the Cornhole League. You see everything from, there's one guy there, I don't know if the guy does testosterone, I don't know what he does, but he is in his 70s, and he is in phenomenal shape. Then there are guys there that I find out are in their early 60s and they look like they're 80.
Yeah.
You know, there's one of our guys who's one of the advanced players, plays literally every night in all these different leagues. He stays busy. He literally just told me the other day, if you would have asked me how old I thought he was, I would have said 65, 66. He's 77. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're doing all right.
I didn't react
when he said it. But, you know, he was, you know, talking about how he got a job. He's like, I can't sit around and do nothing. He goes, it's driving me nuts. He goes, I feel like I'm in good shape. My head's still there. I don't have any issues with memory. He goes, but, yeah. Then I'm like, well, I am 77. And I'm like, what? 77? Holy crap.
You should have said, what?
I didn't. I just rolled with the punches. But
yeah.
He's another guy now I can look to.
Right. Be like, okay, this guy's doing pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Gina ran into a situation on New Jersey Transit today, but it reminded me, as this has happened to me at concerts as well, the term, you know, the term crop dusting, Jerry, where someone silently farts in public in a large area. And she said, it was so disgusting.
She was choking.
Yeah. And this has happened to me at concerts. And while it seems like, hey, if you really have to fart, farting in a crowd is probably best because you can't blame it.
Right.
I still will not do it but that is so foul. Like,
it's disgusting.
And the person probably knows, like, I'm going to fart right here and stink up this place, and you're not even going to be.
You're never going to know. Count.
Right.
That is true.
Like, if there was if some sort of brown dust came out with it and we could see who was farting, we'd really put an end to that.
Well, that's my idea about the pools.
Yes.
About putting some sort of additive to pools so that when a kid or an adult takes a leak in your pool, all of a sudden, instead of it just fading away, a bright red trail follows them.
Yeah. What color would you make it? Because red could scare people about blood.
Okay, I wouldn't do
what
red.
What if it was
then?
Like a really dark blue?
Fine. Black.
Or bright yellow.
Fine, or bright orange.
Bright orange.
Bright. Well, orange is close to red.
Yeah.
Dark blue or black.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it would look like, you know when a fish takes a crap?
Yes.
It follows you.
Yes. Right, it would put an end to this.
Yes, it would. All of a sudden, people. Now, here's the problem, though. When you have people over, and then they're going to get up, they got to go in your house, they're going to get water. All, but you want them to use the toilet, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I don't even like when people use the ocean. And that's a self-cleaning situation, but.
Yeah.
And people do it.
No, a lot of people do it. People have called up and said they do number two in the ocean. I mean, what filthy animals.
That is disgusting. Gio and Boomer have talked about, like, on Long Island, I guess, if you're on the beach to get to the bathroom, it's quite a walk.
Yeah.
Where I feel like in New Jersey, at
not
least
bad.
Where I am, Bradley Beach, Asbury.
Most places aren't bad.
Yeah, it's a short walk.
Yep.
Up the sand, go to the bathroom, go back.
Yeah. A lot of people are sitting there for a long time, though, having lots of cocktails and
they
not
sure
getting
are.
Up.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. Tomorrow's Friday, by the way.
It is. This is what I hear.
And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.